I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Mr. Al-Sayed has campaigned alongside Hassan Piker, a radical left-wing Islamist who has said, among other things, America deserved 9/11. Mr. Al-Sayed was very proud to stand next to Hassan Piker. Do you believe America deserved 9/11?
They killed 3,000 civilians, and for anyone to claim that any one of those civilians or individuals who died in that atrocious terrorist attack deserved it is shameful.
It absolutely is not in the reframing of 9/11 as something that is a consequence of U.S. foreign policy in the Middle East is an incredibly dangerous rhetorical tool that the Brotherhood has used.
This is beyond the pale. That was Senator Ted Cruz in questioning last week a representative, a former prosecutor, or active prosecutor, I should say, for the National Jewish Advocacy. And Cruz was centering in on the Muslim Brotherhood, which is part of Hassan Piker's alliance. He's also been a close ally of Abu Al-Sayed, who won the Michigan senatorial Democrat race. So now you got these radicals, anti-Semites like Hassan Piker, flooding in the Democrat Party, getting in under the tent and trying to justify their alliance with extremist candidates and bring other extremist candidates in. And it's getting a little touchy for some of those who don't quite want to go that far. But Abu Al-Sayed yesterday said, I actually disapprove of those comments that Hassan Piker made regarding September 11th, that America deserved it. Now, Meet the Press, Al-Sayed said, those comments were dumb. I'm going to quote him. Of course, it was a dumb statement. And of course, I think Hassan would say that it was a dumb statement. He disavowed it. Yeah, he did. He did when it came back. Not so much with applause, but booing and jeering. He said he disavowed it. So, yes, America did not deserve 9/11. But, you know, to sit here and play gotcha politics with a dumb thing somebody said out of context that they disavowed themselves. Wait, stop a minute. How do you say out of context America deserved 9/11? Where is any context to be justified? And then Hassan Piker made his statement. So Dr. Abu Al-Sayed, holding the Michigan Democrat Senate nomination in his hand, said, I want to be accountable for what I say, what I do, rather than this idea that we're stuck around cancel culture and all of us agreed it was a bad idea back in 2020. We seem to want to bring it back. Now, that's his interview with Politico at one point earlier this year, when he declined to denounce Piker's views in what he called a gotcha game. At that time, he said, I'm not here to disavow people's views. The whole gotcha game, platform policy, cancel culture, I thought we were over it. But you know what? In the end, yesterday, he would not say he would cancel campaigning with Hassan Piker, telling NBC's Sunday show, Meet the Press, I'm less concerned with who I'm campaigning with, a lot more concerned about who I'm campaigning to. What a cop-out. So you can stand there with a guy that says America deserved 9/11 and that doesn't bother you and it shouldn't fall off on anyone else? Let me share something else for you. Al-Sayed, embracing Hassan Piker, said he believes in it is critical for Democrats to embrace both Republicans and Democrats alike. Well, Michael LaRosa, former press secretary, former First Lady Jill Biden, appeared to throw his support by El Sayed's Republican opponent, Mike Rogers, because of the attacks on September 11, 2001. This is a press secretary to former First Lady Jill Biden, said, "I won't defend or support anyone who is too cowardly to stand up to extremists who think the mother of my best friend who jumped from 95 stories because the alternative was worse deserved what happened to them." Her only crime that day was to show up at work that morning. He lost a loved one, a friend, in 9/11. Was she deserved to die for 9/11? Now, of course, they want to say this, we're not going to do cancellation anymore. Really? Well, the American left just got a taste of its own politically correct cancellation medicine, because the so-called Democrat Party kingmaker, podcaster Hassan Piker, was to speak at the University of Washington. He's been taken off the calendar. Not saying exactly why he's been taken off, but basically they don't want someone who speaks like this on their campus. The woke is actually awakening at this point. AOC has even said all this defunding police, getting rid of prison, everything, that was woke one. We're past that. That was dumb. Really? Welcome to hour number two, Larry Connors, USA, August 10, 2026, where every Monday through Friday from 6 to 8, you get news, analysis, commentary, and education. Part of the education to come later in this hour, the former NBA star who now wants to join the WNBA. Do they know, by the way, what that W stands for? He's throwing it back in the face of those who said it's okay for trans men to compete in girls' sports, especially at younger ages, high school, college. He says, well, let's do it on the NBA. I was an NBA player for 15 years. I want to compete in the WNBA. I have met all the requirements. We're going to get into that coming up in the next part of our hour. But back to this issue that is basically ripping into the Democrat Party, and I could not shed any tears for them. They brought it upon themselves. They kept embracing these people, wanting to bring them together, and now they realize they're absolutely toxic for them. In fact, to that extent, I want you to hear from one source who was a founder of the conservative, and Jamie Franklin.
I think Hassan Piker is already the face of the Democratic Party.
Really?
Look at these Democratic primaries that have taken place. These DSA candidates are winning across the country. And you look at their platform, abolish ICE, abolish borders, abolish the government that stands today, whether it be the Senate, the Department of War, abolish capitalism and bring in communism. This is a far left radical agenda. And at the center of this is anti-Americanism. And this is, you know, brought on by these lunatic leftists that come in here. And this is also backed by data. You look at Gallup poll last month, you saw 92% of Americans say they're proud to be an American. And then you look at 92% of Democrats, they say, 36% of Democrats say that they're proud to be American. So most people are not. So this is an indictment of the Democratic Party. And if you look at who's running, whether you're a moderate or you're a Trump voter, you need to come out for Republicans this fall, because I'm telling you, this agenda makes Venezuela and the Soviet Union look moderate.
Doesn't it, though? Linda Lee is a big money packager for the Democrats, and she's been warning that the DNC is obviously in a cash shortfall. We know that. They put up their DNC headquarters for collateral for a $2 million loan. And she said, we're not getting any money. And you know why? It's because of that far left primary group that you've allowed to become part and attached to the Democrat Party.
I'm one of the reasons why they're not
Well, I was one of the people who exposed the multi-million dollar payments that they made to celebrities and also their extreme leftist lurch to the left. This is why donors like me left the party in droves. And this is why they are so in broke. They literally had to put up their own headquarters up as collateral. They can't even get a text back from donors. So I don't want to hear anything about a big tent. You should not be normalizing socialism like this. Socialism has been shown to have failed everywhere it's been tried. And these people, you look at the clips, they look like they're being held hostage. Chuck Schumer knows that if he doesn't say what he just did, AOC is going to primary him. So he's trying to race her to the bottom. It's just ridiculous.
A race to the bottom. And that is a Democrat campaign fundraiser saying, I'm not going to continue with this. I'll give you another example. A former chief counsel for the House Judiciary Committee, chief counsel for Hillary Clinton for president, said, I'm out of here.
I'm Julian Epstein. I'm a longtime Democrat. I was formerly the chief counsel of the House Judiciary Committee and the staff director of the House Oversight Committee for the Democrats. I'm the former CEO of the consulting firm LMG, which represented, amongst other people, Hillary Clinton for president. If this is where the party's going, this is not a party I want to have anything to do with. And this is because I think the Democrats have gone off the deep end. I think the lunatics are in charge of the asylum. There is no room in the tent for people that want to destroy our Constitution. There's no room in the tent for people that want to align themselves with radical Islam. There's no room in the tent for people that want to align themselves with anti-Semitism. And there's no room in the tent, I think, in my view, for people that don't have any interest in building for the next generation, but only want to redistribute what others have created and want to basically tear down the free market that has been the most effective anti-poverty liberation machine that human beings have ever invented.
Another base Democrat saying, I cannot be part of this anymore. Even legacy media Dem supporters are trying to put distance between themselves and the Democrat Socialist of America.
It is also very important, though. Why are we talking about DSA now? Because the Democratic Party has a choice to make. Now, I said this day in and day out leading up to Kamala Harris's election. You couldn't watch an NFL game without seeing 300 taxpayers are going to pay for trans surgeries for convicts ads on NFL games. And even though they still pretend, that did not move viewers. I think the Trump campaign spent $30 million on those ads, and it moved working class men, working class white men, working class black men,
kept them where
working
they are.
Class Hispanic men. It just did. And the Democrats had their head in the sand.
Yep. And they continued. And in fact, that is Morning Joe, Joe Scarborough, on MSN Now, calling them out. And he continues.
I don't need people telling me, oh, you have to just turn a blind eye to people saying that women getting raped on October 7th didn't matter in the grand scheme of things. No, Americans aren't going to support that. This is not about me. This is about the Democrats once again fumbling the football on the 2-yard line when they have a chance to make great gains, but being so woke. I don't know if you want to call it woke one, woke two, or woke three, but being too woke to call out the obvious. I swear to God, it's crazy that we're even having this conversation. If somebody says, a woman being raped doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things, it's okay to call that person out and demand that candidates distance themselves from those people. If you want to rule over a party and win elections. If somebody says going to a rally the day after Hamas slaughters more Jews than any time since the Holocaust, it's okay for Chuck Schumer It's okay for Hakeem Jeffries to call that despicable and demand that people distance themselves from that.
And again, that's
okay.
That's, again, a Democrat spokesman. Morning Joe, he's all in line with them, but not with this group. And in fact, a prominent Muslim cleric gave a sermon calling on his voters or his followers to follow al-Sayed and calling upon them to pray for the death of President Donald Trump and to celebrate the death of Senator Lindsey Graham. Here's the RNC chair reference at DSA.
I think the American voter scared of what the DSA and what these, you know, Bernie Sanders, AOC, Mondami, and these all these radical leftists and what they're trying to do to the country. They're fundamentally trying to change it. They want to eliminate ICE. They want to open borders. They want to get rid of criminal penalties for everything. They want to get rid of the American dream. And when people realize that this way of life and this type of government has failed in Havana and Caracas and Moscow and the despair and the misery that follows, and the more and more people that have escaped there and start talking about it, I think it's going to be an anchor around the Democrat Party's neck. It's going to take them all out. We have a great lineup of nominees on our side, and so I'm looking forward to November.
And in fact, once again, Bill Maher has admitted these guys are loonies.
I don't believe any of them. All the DSA people are saying, oh, these things you quoted last week, we don't say. Yeah, you said it, you meant it, stop it.
Flip-flopping, though. This is as old as
that's
politics.
Not flip-flopping, that's lying. That's just pretending you don't. I know who you really are, and that's okay. Communism is an economic system and always leads to a horribly corrupt, violent political system, but it is an economic system. You're allowed to vote for it. I'm not saying make it illegal or anything, but just own up to what it is. That's what it is. When you're talking about seizing the means of production, you are a communist. Okay, just own it.
He's calling them out. That's what you want? You're a communist, not a Democrat socialist. You're a commie. Coming up, a frightening concern about organs being harvested from patients who are still alive. We'll get into that. And also, the former NBA player who now wants to join the WNBA and said, yeah, I should be qualified. I've looked at your credentials. You should make me part of the WNBA. Oh, we'll get into that story as well. So we have a lot yet to come in the rest of this hour. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
I'm proud to say that Wellington Environmental has been sponsoring Larry Connors USA for a dozen years. Wellington can help you with any hazardous issues at your home or office. But Wellington also protects our troops, our nation. Recently, Wellington has been disinfecting Army vehicles and equipment just back from overseas deployment, making sure they did not bring back disease or other contaminants. Wellington is also working on some classified jobs with Boeing and has for years. One hospital had issues with possibly contaminated water. Wellington is on the job. In addition to all these big jobs, Wellington can make sure there are no health hazards in your home. He's done it for me. So I'm more than glad to endorse Wellington Environmental. Check them out. EnvironmentalCare.com. EnvironmentalCare.com. Wellington Environmental. Your world cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington. Meguiar Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, Meguiar is a household name because Meguiar understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend Meguiar Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. MeguiarMoving.com. This is Larry Connors, and this is a fact. Nobody beats John Beal on roof repairs or a whole new roof. Nobody. Oh, sure, somebody might offer you a cheaper price, but you're not getting same quality materials and work that John Beal provides. I like John Beal's approach. You buy it cheap, you're going to end up doing it all over again. Does that sound like a smart idea? Nobody beats John Beal Roofing. Call my friend John, 1-800-JOHN-BEAL, 1-800-JOHN-BEAL. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent's Jewelers. .com. VincentsJewelers.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Baby, I got your number. Oh, and I know that you got mine. You know that I called you. I called too many times. You can call me anytime. You got to call me.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Punch in the throat. That could kill her, right? And the WNBA, the people that run that league, if you're Dejanay here and you have a foul like that, I don't want to hear about, okay, that's a flagrant two and you get this sort of fine. She should be suspended for the rest of the season because this is intentional. Mm-hmm. This was targeting Sophie Cunningham, and I don't care if the player is white or black. It does not matter. When you do this to somebody, this is horrible for the league. Obviously, this was done because Sophie Cunningham stood up for women, saying that men shouldn't play against women in sports because there is a chromosome advantage, just like you see with steroids, a chemical advantage. Serena Williams, I saw this clip just this week. Mm-hmm. 2013, she's on David Letterman when Letterman hosted the Late Show. And she was asked, would you play Andy Murray, who was a big deal in tennis, guy, British guy, in tennis? She said, no. I wouldn't. Andy asked me to do it. I would lose six love. In other words, I would get wiped out in 15 minutes.
And in fact, she did play when she was younger against a man, and she lost. So did her sister when they were playing the same guy. That's Joe Concha of ABC News talking about what happened in the game in Chicago, August the 8th, this last Saturday. What had happened? Indiana Fever guard Sophie Cunningham was going up to make a lay-in. Now, I understand they're going to make a foul to try to keep her from making it, but the Chicago Sky guard, Carrington, the video shows her clearly putting her arm around her neck, clotheslining her. That could have really harmed Sophie. So, Carrington got a flagrant 2 foul. Flagrant 2, ejected. And you know what she did? Well, she went into the locker room and went on social media and cried out, white privilege, because Sophie's white and she's black. And there's another part of the story you might have missed. Carrington later admitted, or Cunningham, I should say, Sophie, admitted, I did do the same thing one time to a player in another game. Didn't mention race or anything, just said I did it, and I got called for it, and it was a proper call. I did it inadvertently, but either way, it was a foul. So I admit that was wrong. But in this case, this was above just an accidental bit. This Carrington went right for her and put her arm around her neck like he's going to put her in a headlock while she's high in the air, yanking her down by her neck. Enes Kanter Freedom, Turkish-American, former professional basketball player with the NBA. 11 seasons. He's a big proponent of America and a big proponent of keeping men out of girls' sports. But you know what he's decided? I'm looking at what they're allowing to go on, and the WNBA people like to encourage. We're all about women competing against boys. We see no issues. And he also knows that just recently, as we told you the other day, Megan Rapinoe on her soccer performance had said, yeah, men should be able to compete against girls in soccer. She would not have ever made it on the field if they were doing it at the time she was competing. But now that she's no longer competing, she makes that kind of statement. Well, Enes Kanter Freedom said, along with Royce White, you know what? We're going to enter the 2027 WNBA draft.
After careful consideration and reviewing the current eligibility guidelines, I am officially declaring myself a WNBA prospect. If simply declaring who you are is all that's required, then I meet every single requirement necessary to compete in the WNBA. My team and I have carefully examined the WNBA's eligibility criteria and governing framework surrounding self-identification and inclusion. Based on the current guidelines, I can and am officially declaring my eligibility for the upcoming WNBA draft in May 2027. I am definitely not here to mock, make fun of, or disrespect any community or personal choices. I am simply asking that the current rules be applied equally to everyone. The rules that represent the very values many WNBA players and coaches have publicly advocated for.
Yep.
My team and I are prepared to ensure these guidelines are applied equally, consistently, and without exception. And I look forward to the WNBA honoring its stated principles.
Well, now, what do you think they're going to do? The NBA commissioner, Engelbert, sent a memo to the WNBA Players Association addressing gender issue that might impact the future draft, specifically Kanter and others wanting to do it, men who are wanting to come over. The commissioner speaking out in a memo stated, we need to address the ongoing situation, the detail, while also revealing that this will be discussed by a task force of team presidents. Our player eligibility rules, unlike eligibility rules of other leagues, are collectively bargaining. In other words, they're going to have to figure a way to get out of this box they put themselves into. And Sophie Cunningham's coach of the Indiana Fever, she just can't seem to figure her way out of it either.
What is your stance on men or athletes who test as biological male participating in women's sports? What's your personal stance?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that I would say that I'm educated enough from a scientific standpoint.
Right.
I don't ever believe that exclusion is an answer. I just don't. I do think, you know, when we think about various levels of sport, various governing bodies of sport and things that go into that, like I said, I'm not educated enough at the different levels.
Right.
I know growing up, I played with the boys all the time.
Yeah.
So you would, girl sports.
Would you welcome a biological male in WNBA?
Again, it's like, I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. I don't.
When we talk about biological male and scientifically where we are, I think it's a totally different scenario.
You do not know biological male differences between a biological female? Of course you do. You're wish-washing around because you guys are absolutely in a turmoil that you created. You have no problem if it happens in little girls' basketball games or volleyball games in a grade school or high school or even college. But I'm not smart enough in the sciences to know. Well, I would ask her, are you a man or a woman? Of course, you could have trans surgery, change all that one way or the other. Which moves me to my next subject, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services decertifying a group called Network for Hope is a federally designated organ procurement organization serving Kentucky, parts of Indiana, Ohio, West Virginia. Apparently, they found, as they took a closer look at it, harvesting of organs initiated on patients who were still showing active signs of life. Dr. Mark Siegel, a senior medical analyst for the Fox News Group, said in talking with the Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy, we're seeing that there are horror stories about organ harvesting. Now, we know in China they do this on a pretty regular basis. They need kidneys to be sold over here. They'll just take somebody and take their kidneys out of them while they're still alive. And apparently, they found that this Network for Hope was doing similar things. He said, even after signs of life, the organ procurement process continued until the physician refused to proceed. They looked at more than 350 cases between 2021 and 2024. Organ donation authorized, but ultimately not completed. Because they found neurological signs that were incompatible with taking the organ. The person was still showing signs of life. Now, that is really why some folks have no longer acknowledging on their driver's license, yes, you can harvest my organs. They're afraid that they'll be in a bad accident. They'll be in the hospital. And rather than trying to keep them alive, they'll just put them into a coma and say, well, they're in a coma. The best thing to do is let them go and we'll harvest the organs. That's a real concern. Looking at some of those 250 cases dealing with this group, Dr. Siegel said 30% of the procedures they were performing had something wrong with them. If there's a bad organization willing to do things that are unethical, they're going to get away with things at any place where they can operate. The Network for Hope's chief executive announced plans to appeal the federal decision, maintaining, no, we're always doing things safely. Dr. Siegel pointed out, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says he strongly supports organ donation when done ethically and properly. That his own nephew saved multiple lives because several of his organs were donated at his death at age 20. But he was dead. Not really alive. Maybe in a coma. But had no chance of recovery. I'm not telling you to not sign your organ donor card on your driver's license. But I'm just saying there are some operating out there that are more than willing to move a little quicker to make sure you're not going to recover and they can harvest the organs because there's money to be made in it. Coming up, a CIA officer on how the party has been hijacked by the leftists.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-E-R, underlaw.com. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. When I have business clients or guests from out of town, I often take them to Cafe Napoli. I know they're going to enjoy any of the Napoli locations. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, next to Napoli C, Napoli Kirkwood, or Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Excellent food and intellectual conversation. If they bring the intellectual conversation. And NapoliSTL.com. NapoliSTL.com. I'm proud to say that Wellington Environmental has been sponsoring Larry Connors USA for a dozen years. Wellington can help you with any hazardous issues at your home or office. But Wellington also protects our troops, our nation. Recently, Wellington has been disinfecting Army vehicles and equipment just back from overseas deployment, making sure they did not bring back disease or other contaminants. Wellington is also working on some classified jobs with Boeing and has for years. One hospital had issues with possibly contaminated water. Wellington is on the job. In addition to all these big jobs, Wellington can make sure there are no health hazards in your home. He's done it for me. So I'm more than glad to endorse Wellington Environmental. Check them out. EnvironmentalCare.com. EnvironmentalCare.com. Wellington Environmental. Your world cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington.
This is News Talk STL.
I said, brother, if you only knew, you'd wish that you were in my shoes. You just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Across from an intelligence agent, now retired, very senior. He looked me in the eye and said, the truth of the matter is, we took the playbook for psychological operations and information warfare that we would use against our enemies, and we turned it against the American people to undo the 2016 election and to make sure they didn't elect Donald Trump in 2020. Now, that is a senior intelligence officer with more than 30 years of experience, a patriot who served in some of the most dangerous parts of the world, and he understood that the tactics of making something fake look real were ripped right out of our intelligence communities. Our intelligence agencies not only harmed Donald Trump, they were harming the American public, the national security interests of the American public.
That is kind of frightening, isn't it? Now, that is the statement from John Solomon. John Solomon serving as the Just the News founder of that group. He said a senior CIA agent confirmed to him that the CIA took the playbook for psyops and information warfare and turned it against the American people. No doubt that they have. It's just reaffirming what we already suspect, especially during COVID. They use that during COVID, and they use it during the election. Why else and where else would they have come up with the Russian collusion story? Complete fabrication. Created out of thin air, along with the help and encouragement and money from the Hillary Clinton campaign and the Democrat National Party. But it's refreshing to finally start getting this out. That should remind you. It should remind you that if Trump had not won that election, and more importantly, the current term he's serving, we would never have known any of this stuff. It would have just evaporated, just gone. And everybody would still believe, oh, he's in bed with the Russians. They don't seem to have any issue with Joe Biden, links to China, or Burisma with his son. They just let that go by. They had bigger fish to fry, particularly Donald Trump. Now, the talks are supposedly continuing, trying to bring some kind of peace regarding Iran and the U.S. The Iranian chief negotiator has said, at least this is his latest statement, and it will change before I even get it out of my mouth, one way or the other. But right now he's saying, I refuse to engage with the U.S. until our demands of Tehran are met. That's what he says for everyone to hear and see. Trump says we are currently low-keying Iran, and partly because economic pressure mounting in our nation. And we're trying to put more economic pressure on Iran. But economic pressure on Iran only hurts the Iranian people, not the leadership. And retired four-star General Jack King says, we're missing the point. They are not. They and their government, their leadership, is not like what we have in the USA.
I think at times we underestimate where the Iranians really are in terms of where the head is. And we have a tendency to look at them in terms of what is the impact of the blockade doing to the economy? How much money are they losing every single day, every single month? Where is their currency in terms of its value? What's their inflation rate? These are all norms that we look at ourselves, and we look at them and say, my, this is absolutely devastating to them. At some point, you know, they're going to fold their hand. But you got to understand where this regime is really coming from, the people who are running it. They have an ideology that they're holding to. They absolutely believe right now that they have the upper hand. I know there's people that don't want to admit that, but that's where the Iranians are. I'm not saying that's where they are. I don't believe it myself. But it's irrelevant. They believe it. They believe the Straits of Hormuz is a strategic asset, and they are not going to bargain that away.
They're not going to. And again, it's not hurting their leadership. And there's no, quote, election to decide if the people like the way they're handling the situation. No. They have the guns. The people don't. And, of course, we have a lot of Americans who are having difficult times right now. And I'm not going to dismiss difficult times you're having. Especially if you're a parent of more than one child in particular. There are a lot of costs involved. And I don't mean to diminish that. But I want you to also keep in mind our men and women in our armed forces in that theater of war. And they're constantly having to avoid various missile barrages, drones, and things of that nature. And what we're trying to do is make the world a safer place. One, the nuclear issue. And, of course, you've got the Strait of Hormuz. Now, regarding that and the pressure to try to make sure that we cut off more money going into Iran, which would, if they did it to us, if they could really cut off our economy, you know, everybody be yelling, oh, uncle, uncle. Well, you need to keep in mind the bigger picture. Once again, four-star retired General Jack King.
Where they are, they will not give up the Straits of Hormuz unless we take it back by force. No amount of economic pressure on them, I think, will bend them to do that. They don't care about the economic peril that their people are suffering from. That's the reality of what we're facing. And here's the other thing that's going to happen. As we get closer to the midterms, the Iranians, you can see how more aggressive they're becoming in their diplomatic ask of us, almost asking us to surrender, in a sense. Mm-hmm. The second thing is they're going to get more violent, because as we get closer to the midterms, they want to create a volatile situation that demonstrates that the administration is not managing the war properly, so that will impact them in the midterm elections. The Iranians have always, multiple administrations, been tuned in to what is happening in America, where is our political resolve. They focus a lot on our people to understand where the American will truly is.
And the American will is wishy-washy in some areas. Your gas prices are up. Groceries are up. You're crying out for help and relief. Trump has something to say about that, but before I do, I want to tell you what they're doing in the Middle East regarding the Strait of Hormuz. They're looking at major overland pipeline and port projects to bypass the strait. UAE is expanding its and fast-tracking a $3 billion parallel pipeline to the Gulf of Oman. roughly 3.6 million barrels per day by 2027. Saudi East-West Pipeline is also being escalated, delivering another 7 million barrels. In other words, they won't need to pass ships through the strait. They'll use it through pipelines. Now, of course, if they're above ground, they're going to be subject to attacks. If they're underground, they might be less susceptible. But at least they're making other plans, thinking we're not going to need the strait. We just decide if we're going to have to continue to fight against Iran over it, let's just look for another alternative. I mentioned that President Trump has something he wants to say about your gas prices. I'll share that with you. And also a Clayton attorney, a former Missouri attorney general, gets a promotion inside the White House. That's still to come regarding Will Scharf. But first, Trump calling out the gas and oil companies.
Making too much money, okay? Based on a shortage, they're making too much money. I don't like it. And I should be the last one to say, because I'm a big free enterprise guy, nobody bigger. You're going to see oil when we're finished with Iran. You're going to see the prices drop through the floor. When you look at one company where they made 12 times what they made the year before, they're going to give some of that back to the public, and they better cut the retail price, the consumer price. Too much money. You're surprised I'm saying it? I'll say it loud and clear. I'm not happy about it.
He's not happy about it, and calling them out as basically price gouging. That's from Trump. I said the other day, I don't think that's going on, but he has obviously more information than I do. And if he says they're making that kind of profit, then yeah, they can give some back. They can ease it. But I want to remind you how much state taxes are being paid per gallon, especially in blue states like California. You're looking at 60 cents a gallon going to the state. You think they would back off their state? No, they can't. They need the money. I mentioned Will Scharf a moment ago, and I might have misstated saying a former attorney general. He was a candidate to become the Missouri attorney general in 2024, did not win. Has been a Clayton attorney, and he has been serving as a White House staff member, secretary, I should say, who often explains President Trump's executive actions to reporters before the president actually signs them in the Oval Office. Well, beginning next month, as of announced last night by President Trump, Will Scharf will be moving into the role as current White House counsel David Warrington departs. Will Scharf will become assistant to the president and White House counsel. Clayton boy, Missouri boy, making great inside the Trump White House. By the way, there's something that is unusual that has been released by the Defense Department, or Department of War, to be specific. It involves UFOs in the Middle East. The U.S. Central Command submitted a report of an unidentified anomalous phenomenon, as they know them now, UAOs, or UAPs rather, that say they lasted 1 minute and 39 seconds. Video footage from an infrared sensor aboard a U.S. military platform in 2025. By platform, I assume they're talking about one of our planes over the Middle East. Could have been a satellite, I'm not sure, but judging by this, I tend to think it's a little closer to Earth. They say the sensor pans to track an area of contrast from left to right across the background, keeping it generally centered within the frame. The sensor adjusts collection mode and level of magnification several times. Now, some word of this broke last Friday. Secretary of War Chief Pentagon spokesman Parnell said, the Department of War is publishing the fifth release of declassified and historical UAP, all these files as part of the Presidential Unsealing and Reporting Acts. So in the midst of these materials they released, now that we've had a chance to dig into them deeper, there was something of a UFO occurrence captured on video over the Middle East. It doesn't say exactly where in these early reports. There'll be more investigations and information coming out. Well, you have to believe if there are, quote, UFOs, and they are not of this nation or any other nation or of this world, they're not just going to center in our nation. Do you believe it? Do you think it's real? Do you think maybe it's made up a bit? Before we go, I want to put something in front of you. In May 2025, 4 months after Biden left the White House, as the oldest sitting president, they said he had detected he had prostate cancer. His son, Hunter, is now saying the cancer is spreading to other parts of his body. A highly aggressive form of the disease, and saying that it is causing him a lot of pain. I want to read you what President Trump said. Melania and I are saddened to hear about Joe Biden's recent medical diagnosis. We extend our warmest and best wishes to Jill and the family. We wish Joe a fast and successful recovery. I would echo those words. I don't see anyone suffer through cancer. Did not like his politics, didn't like what he did to our nation. But I don't want to see anyone suffering like this. Hunter Biden says he's in a lot of pain, but he's still there doing his thing. And he got a little emotional. And I'm going to give him the grace of, yes, that was genuine emotion. So put Joe Biden in your prayers. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.